Blog Talk Radio.
Come to me, don't grab them on these doors. You want to spend some forgiveness? They come to me, starting to Okay, that was the Flower Leopards and Preacher's Confession, 1983, I think. And I've got a caller on the line here. I believe this is Vic from Las Vegas from the chainsaw fight.
Yep.
Hey,
happy
how's
me.
It going?
Pretty good. Just getting together with the band.
Yeah, you guys are doing quite well. Your new release is very popular. A lot of people are listening to it. And I played one of your songs earlier, and I'll play it again after we chat for a minute. And I don't know. What would you guys like to talk about? Would you like to tell our listeners about your band?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're a Las Vegas band. We do basically horror themed. Most of our songs are, or all of our songs are about horror movies. Okay. Yeah. I think you have all four of us on the line now too.
I do have. I have two more callers in. Okay, and here's another one. So, anyway, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners so they know who you are and what your position in the band is?
Okay, well, I'm Vic Moya, and I'm the drummer.
Okay.
I'm Waleed, and I'm the singer, and I can hear everybody while I'm talking.
Well, it's like in a recording studio. You're all hooked up to the soundboard, and everything you say is being recorded. So,
we're all in the same room on different phones.
Oh, okay,
we just scattered.
You guys are so fun.
Okay, so far we have a drummer and a singer, and who do we have next at 8:07?
This is Vincent, and I play guitar.
Hi, Vincent.
And this is Brandon, and I just woke up.
You just woke up.
You should see this. Everybody just scattered across the house.
I think this would be better if we just did it all on speakerphone.
I don't think so.
Well, it's like a conference
right.
call, you know. Yeah. We're here in the studio talking about Chainsaw Fight. And how did you all get together, you know, and start this band? I mean, you've been doing quite well since it started. A lot of popular sites have been promoting you.
Vince, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I should. So pretty much I had just gotten out of another band, and I'd been wanting to start just something horror-based. And I had been talking with Wally about doing something horror-based. And after I got out of that band, me and Victor got together and started jamming. And then Wally came along, and that was it. We had one bass player.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to do a horror band. I was like, yes, please, let me in.
And we had one bass player, and he was kind of terrible. So Victor knew Brandon and asked him to come along. And it's, yeah, we just had a great time since then.
And you're all, fuck, this guy's terrible, too.
No.
At that time,
he's
I was
amazing.
Playing with Brandon in a band called Radio Silence.
Yes,
so
I remember.
Talent brought him over to a Chainsaw Fight, and there you go.
Well, your band Chainsaw Fight has been getting a lot of recognition, and you've been doing quite well.
That's pretty cool.
I do want to say we met.
It happened fairly quickly.
Okay, and
who was
that said we met? How did you all meet?
Vince and I were hanging out in like a comic book type club at
comic book store.
Yeah.
And knew each other for about a year before we even figured out we played instruments.
Yeah. And I was in a band with Waleed.
Yeah, what band was that?
Me and Vince were both in, like, the same band together, and that's how we met. We're both playing guitar in another band at the time. And
it's all very incestuous.
So you guys are got together today for a practice.
Yeah, that'll be happening right after this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think this one's... I mean, we've got all those other songs down. This is more going to be like a writing day. We're going to try and get some
new
stuff.
Yeah, we're going to write some new music
together.
I see. That's what I was going to ask you. Is it going to be exercises, new tunes, hard tunes? But it looks like it's going to be new tunes.
New tunes. We have around 3 or 4 in the works, and then a couple that we just need to put a little polish on because we weren't ready to record them with the last CD. And this next stuff is going to be really, really cool because we've come together as a band in the last year.
Yes, you have. Yes, you really have.
And
me and
Vince did
really
some homework last night. We sat around and watched a lot of horror movies, getting ready for new songwriting.
There you go. and what do you
and
think
now
is the... I didn't hear that.
I said, now I'm pouring Jaeger, so who knows what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Pouring Jaeger. Oh, no.
So what do you think are your influences are, either musically or movie-wise?
Well, musically, I think it really shows through. I think, especially in the last couple of shows we played, the sound guys have been like, "You really remind me of DRI." I'm like, "Yeah, well, we kind of wear that influence on our sleeves." Definitely a big one.
Definitely influenced by old, like Agnostic Front, Nardcore stuff, and I think it's been showing more in our music now. Even like some of the Accused. I think it's been showing more lately than when we first started.
Yeah.
And I write all the rudimentary Phenite bass lines.
That's all right.
And how about your lyrics?
That's all you, Wally.
Yeah, sort of. Vince did a lot. Those are all just, I don't know, horror movies and violence and chainsaws.
Actually, some of our songs, the lyrics are just lines from the movies.
I need you guys to send me your lyrics so I can add them to your music.
I sent an email, I think when you posted that.
Really?
On your page. Yeah. I can
send
it.
We can
go back. I must have overlooked it, but I keep all of my good emails, so yeah.
Story of our lives being overlooked.
I apologize for that. I don't know. I only have over 500 bands I'm working with, so I might forget something once in a while. If you
send that list
to me,
is rather impressive.
Thank you.
That is a daunting list.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you sent it to me already, I probably already put them up. So I need to check my T's and Q's and dot my I's before I ask dumb questions.
I want to bring up that we met Bill Moseley yesterday, and he said we had a great name.
Hi, he's a guy, Bill Moseley, Chop Top, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Yeah.
A bunch of horror movie actors were in town yesterday.
Great name.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they got pulled over, and a cop said we had an awesome name, too.
Yeah, we had a tail light out, and they're like, what is all this stuff in the back? We're like, oh, band stuff. Like, what's your band? Chainsaw Fight? And he's like, ah, cool.
Right on.
What did you have in the back of the car?
Lynn.
You don't have to, answer that.
Well, I had my mic stand with all like
remember, this is being recorded.
What did the officer see? And
he saw body
he
parts.
Get ticket. Body parts.
No, he let us go get Mexican food.
Body parts and Mexican food?
Oh, no, he saw the body parts. And then we told him we're in a band. He was like, what did you guys call? Chainsaw Fight. All right on. He goes,
he's like, oh, that makes
all right,
sense. All right. Well, that's a pretty cool name. Yeah.
He let us get back.
Did he get you out
awful.
Of the ticket?
Yeah, dude. He just was like,
no,
all
we,
right.
didn't get a ticket.
Well, you better get that taillight fixed because he'll be looking for you again next time. He might go through all of those limbs and see what's in them.
You're going to be those Chainsaw Fight bastards again.
Well, you know, I have a card that I carry. Where is it? Oh, I can't see it right now. I usually keep it on my desktop.
Oh, neither
can
we.
It's a really good card that tells them they don't have the right to search or do anything, and it gives all the amendment rights that you're standing on, and it's a really cool card. I'll send it to you guys on Facebook.
I love that card.
I've seen one of those before.
Pablo can look in the back seat and just see like a bunch of severed hands and feet. He's gonna be like, "What are these?"
Don't impede on my party.
It really was too. It was a bunch of severed hands and feet because that's what he Waleed has attached to his mic stand. It's just a bunch of severed body parts.
Right.
So, yeah. That's what the cops
are like,
what's all this about?
Yeah,
you guys
love that
need
thing.
To send me some. Photos.
Absolutely.
I
just found it. Land of the Dead. Here we go.
Yeah.
I have it. I have it right here on my desktop. Let me see what it says here. See, I do have them. Okay. And we have Chainsaw Fight. The world is shit. You feel like trash. At any moment, you'll probably snap. Can't see any hope in sight, so grab a saw and grab a stranger. Pull that cord, release the anger. Get ready to feel alive. Sparkling blades and screams of terror light up the freaking night. That's not what it says. Tonight, there's going to be a chainsaw fight. Revved and ready, hack and slash. Totally emerged and fully gassed. Limbs will fly all over the place. Your own arm may hit the floor, but you still have one more. So keep singing, don't have a face. Sparkling blades and screams of terror light up the freaking night. Tonight there's going to be a chainsaw fight. We want your arms, your legs, your neck, your lat, because tonight there's going to be
by it. Yeah, that's our love song.
Hey, can we take the audio of you reading back those lyrics and remix it?
That is awesome. That was.
You know what? I recorded that and I didn't know what the lyrics were.
Oh no! I better listen to the song and make sure they match up because they'll get mad at me at iTunes if I put the lyrics on there and they don't match up. Oh, send more cops.
Yeah, sure
I want to eat your brains. I do have all of your lyrics. Okay, well, you know, I'm glad that we had this conversation because now I can add your lyrics. And when somebody hears a piece of one of your songs, a piece of one of your limbs, they'll know how to find it through the lyrics.
Oh, you can just search the lyrics and it'll bring up the bands now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
technology.
They're doing.
Kind of
neat. Yeah.
That must be a new thing because I saw
technology.
That on my search bar.
The flower of flesh and blood.
Yeah. That's actually my favorite song.
That might be one of our only sort of serious songs.
Sort of?
Really?
It's more, yeah,
okay.
One of our dark song lyrics. But no, that's still fun.
Well, I'm glad I know you guys, or I'd be scared to turn out the lights tonight.
We'll be there anyway.
Ooh, is that a promise? Oh my goodness. Well, you know,
so many jokes there because I have six kids and they'll be like, yeah, he'll be there in the dark.
So you got six kids. Do you really?
Yeah, I have six kids.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I had two, and they multiplied into six.
Yeah, it's actually mandatory now that he plays drums because they had to get him to do something else so he'd stop having kids. He had to get that energy somewhere else. Just can't stop fucking.
I keep trying to tell him I don't remember that. I must have been asleep or something. I don't know where that fifth one came from.
Oh goodness. Well, bless
one of my sons actually knows how to play
kids.
The drums to the songs, so he can replace me at any time.
Really? And how old is your
yeah,
oldest?
My son knows how to play. My oldest is 21.
Oh wow.
And my youngest
I have a granddaughter who's 24.
Whoa. I'm not there yet.
So 21.
We don't talk about grandbabies.
Oh, I have six of them. Plus two great grandkids and one on the way.
Holy
and I, and
shit.
I have
everybody
let me
just
see, one, two, well, five out of my six grandchildren are teenagers, so who knows what's going to happen.
You can get them together and make a band.
Actually, just Jackson 5
them.
Yeah, Parker's family that. So.
That's a
nicer version. Yeah.
How is the Parker's family nicer version of Jackson 5?
Did
nobody get the back of the hand or what?
My granddaughter plays drums, and she plays drums. I taught her to play piano. She plays piano, saxophone. Guitar. She plays a little bit of everything.
Oh, so she's like a real musician.
You should have spread out all those instruments amongst all the other kids. And then that way you'd have a band right now.
Well, I play keyboards. You guys didn't know that, did you?
No.
I'm a trained musician. I can read and write music. And I started from
the time I could barely climb
up on the piano.
More than most of us. Can't read or write.
Yeah, none of us can read or write.
I studied classical music, and it bored me really bad. And
that's what drove you into a punk rock label?
Yeah, I asked my teacher for something faster, so he gave me Franz Liszt, and oh my God. I loved getting those 16th notes in, and yeah, that is what led me to liking punk rock, for the fact that it's fast, and I like fast music, and I like the idea that you can express yourself through your music and say what's on your mind, no matter how macabre or dark it may be, you know. Changes you want to see in the world. Punk rock is fantastic. I started working in punk rock after my husband died in 1980. I went back to college for a couple years and got a degree in theater arts for stage management. And I wanted to be an art director at a studio, so I took all the classes for that. But I walked into the Cafe de Grand, and it was love at first sight, man.
Oh, wow. So did you start by playing with a band, or did you start just by working with a band and putting
out
their
stuff? Well, by working...
Welcome to Chainsaw Talk, where we interview... Chainsaw by interviewing.
No, it's okay. I started hanging out at a punk rock club, the Café de Grand. It was one of the most dangerous nightclubs in the history of Hollywood still today. And in 1982, I began booking all the bands. The owner said, hey, you know everybody here. I need a booker. And he tosses me the book, and I'm putting together shows with X and Social Distortion, Bad Religion, Chili Peppers. I mean, I've worked with a lot of people in the scene, and we're still friends, you know.
So, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's why my record label's Café de Grand Hollywood. Ooh. Okay, so I got a chainsaw fight here for you guys.
Coming up. Right.
Thank you.